There's a strategy that's been growing in popularity in recent years when it comes to how police officers should do their jobs. It's called problem-oriented policing. The theory stresses best practices for getting to the heart of crimes while creating viable neighborhoods. Dozens of Milwaukee leaders and residents gathered at the Wisconsin Black Historical Society Monday evening to discuss the strategy. Here are some of the comments and thoughts offered by first Mike Scott, director of the Center for Problem-Oriented Policing at Arizona State University, followed by Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn, and then Reggie Moore, director of Milwaukee's Office of Violence Prevention.
What are the essential elements of it? That there are police officers who know the neighborhood and neighborhoods who know their police officers. There are analysts in a police department available to help those officers analyze the crime data, analyze the causes of these problems. There are partners available in the community and available to the police who are willing to work with the police on addressing these problems. If you've got those three elements, and a police management that is supportive of this work, you have got 90% of what you need to do this policing.
I'll give you a couple of examples real fast. A few years ago, we had a significant increase in burglaries. And as Mike Scott alluded to before, when we looked into it, we found out it was driven by metal theft because the price of metal was up. So people were ripping up all the abandoned and foreclosed houses of their neighborhoods and creating places where other crimes would occur. Because these wrecked houses are now places where people dealt drugs, you know, used them for other crime activity. And so we approached the city and we also approached the state and got some money for both demolition and for a rehab. Because the idea is if the houses are fixed and people are in them, they're not going to be vulnerable to these metal thefts. The other part of it we did was literally stake out the metal dealers and start inspecting them. So we started dinging them for buying stuff that they had no business buying that was clearly ripped off from houses. Now, this abated that problem, even though we didn't necessarily catch metal thieves in the act of robbing metal. But it helped stabilize the neighborhoods, and then ultimately the metal prices came down, and that really helped. So again, the idea is look at all of these incidents and identify what the problem is that these incidents are a symptom of. And if you cure it, if you do the operation, suddenly you don't have a problem anymore. The incidents drop.
Having grown up in this city and having lost my fair share of friends, having also been a victim of violence and a survivor of violence, and having worked with young people in this community, I have seen time and time again where we let politics and we let other things get in the way of saving lives. And when we talk about prevention and what that means, it is unfair to limit the conversation about public safety in this community to law enforcement alone.
That's right.
And so sitting on this panel, my commitment to the community is to say, how do we broaden and equalize this conversation? Prevention is not in opposition to enforcement. When things happen, people need to be held accountable. But at the end of the day, we need to free up the police to deal with the rapists, the sexual assault perpetrators, the shooters, while we deal with stopping that pipeline of pain of young people and adults ending up in those situations in our community. And unfortunately, we have not made the commitment as a city, as a county, and as a state to actually do that effectively. But in order to do that, we have to work in partnership, but we also have to keep it real about where the resources are going and making sure that we're having an equitable conversation and investment.